Good morning, everybody, and welcome back. As I told you earlier, today's show is pretty much all dedicated to the Nashville Film Festival. I'm a huge film fan, and coincidentally have come into contact with a couple of really fabulous filmmakers. You just heard from one who's a very well-known filmmaker, and I have with me now as my guest somebody who's an up-and-comer. So it's really fun to kind of find out what that whole process is like from somebody who is really making their way up in the business through some independent films. I'm speaking with Bill Sebastian. He is the director of a film that's coming to town this week. It's called QWERTY, Q-W-E-R-T-Y. It's a, as the name implies, those are the top keys on your keyboard, and it's a film about Scrabble. And Bill, great to have you on the show today. I'm so pleased we get to do this.
Thanks. Me too.
Yeah, and I should let our listeners know we do have sort of a familial relationship because you're married to my cousin Dana, and who's also the star of the film. But it's really, in spite of all that, Bill's a real talented director, and the film's going to be fantastic. It's making its way through the festival circuit now. You guys are in Kansas City, I guess, and soon to be coming to Nashville. So I guess, Bill, first of all, tell us a little bit about the film QWERTY and sort of how what we can expect when we see it, because it's an independent film, something that you made on a pretty small budget, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, QWERTY is a love story. It's a dark romantic comedy about two outsiders, mm-hmm. Two very socially inept people who never quite realized that there was someone out there for them. And they meet through circumstances, and their relationship, they both end up finding, strength and inspiration for some of the things that they've, put aside in their life and decided not to pursue. In particular, Zoe, the female character played by Dana, she happens to be a Scrabble savant.
Oh,
she's
wow.
been keeping it to herself for years.
Uh-huh.
And through this newfound relationship with Marty, who is just an irascible character and really quite cantankerous.
Yeah, he's kind of crusty.
But somehow she finds that inspirational because he stands up to some real oppressive forces in her life. And through that, she decides to play competitive Scrabble for the first time. And then we follow the two of their journey.
And of course, in her case, I guess no woman has won a Scrabble contest in a really long time, right?
Yeah, in a while, since the 80s.
Yeah, so
and there's only been one.
Yeah, so there's a lot of pressure on Zoe's character, on Zoe as well, in terms of the Scrabble aspect of it. But, and it's so interesting because when I tell friends about the film, the themes of Scrabble resonate with a lot of people. And, Scrabble's a fairly low-tech game. I know that now there are high-tech versions of it and Words with Friends and all that
yeah.
stuff. But the Scrabble that we know, that we've all grown up with, is a pretty low-tech game. And yet everybody's got an opinion about it. They've got some, I've talked to people who've said, oh my God, I hate Scrabble. Oh my God, I love Scrabble. I'm so good at it. Oh, I would never play it. I'm too scared. It really raises a lot of emotion. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's been around for years. I mean, first of all, it's just part of not just American culture, but I mean, it's actually worldwide. It's just extremely popular. And, I've never seen it play a major part in a film plot before. So when this script came to me, it certainly was something that attracted me, even though I'm by no means a Scrabble expert or even really an aficionado. I mean,
right.
I play and I will play, but I'm not all that good. But certainly just that aspect was really unique about the script. And I said, well, this is going to get people's attention, and it seems like it does.
Yeah, it really seems to resonate with a lot of people. I'm speaking with Bill Sebastian. He's the director of a really great film that's here coming up here to the Nashville Film Festival called QWERTY. And this is an independent film. And, of course, Bill, I know this is not your first one, but it really seems to – you're in this process of building a career and as a filmmaker and a director and – so what's that like? I spoke with somebody who's a very successful producer, and has kind of spent years and years building a career in a very big commercial way. And you're doing this sort of by the seat of your pants, really. I mean, you really put this together. What's that like? I know it's had a lot. You've had a lot of sleepless nights over how this is going to get done.
Yeah.
So what does it feel like now to finally have this you've birthed this project and, you know, now you're taking it on the road?
Yeah, well, now it feels really good. But I would really be leaving out a large chunk of the equation if I didn't say it was very frustrating for a long time. Just the career path in general is just tough.
Yeah.
It's tough for anyone who enters this business. And it's remained tough for me for years. But the joy I get from really doing it is, you know, well, it makes it worth it, you know. But it's small pockets of joy with large swaths of time where it doesn't seem like the project's going anywhere because it's too hard to devote your time to it because no one's paying you to do it.
Right.
And, you know, you got to put food on the table. And, now I'm even starting a family. Dana and I have just had our first child. And obviously that, you know, things become more important to you, but still you got to see the project through. You got to see it done. And, it's just tenacity, but it's sometimes it doesn't seem like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Of course, now here we are. We've submitted to film festivals starting back in September. We're finally starting to get into them. We're in six now,
wow.
Which they seem to be snowballing at this point, and that's great. That's like a really awesome feeling. And the metaphor of birthing a child is quite appropriate. And you'll hear a lot of filmmakers use that metaphor because it's pretty true. The one of the big differences is that, you know, a child only takes 9 months to make, and
yes. This
thing took about 2 years.
Yeah. Well, and of course, you know, nowadays, because number one, the economy is so shaky and just there's so much competition and just so much of everything out there, you really have to get creative about getting stuff like this done, particularly in anything related to the arts, because it's not a high priority for a lot of people, and you guys have really worked very, very hard to do this on your own terms, which I think is fabulous. Of course, it's always great when you have a big studio throwing money at you, isn't it? But by the same token, that doesn't happen very often anymore, and I think what you're doing sounds like it's really what a lot of folks are doing. I mean, you've got writers that are self-publishing. You've got, here in Nashville, singer-songwriters. We have, you know, everywhere on every corner, and they're self-publishing their own music and promoting them on YouTube. So, you know, I think the technology has changed the way things get done creatively, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And also the way the product ends up getting delivered is changing really rapidly. And, you know, the last film I made came out on DVD in 2008, and it was really, at that point, a very dismal scene for an independent filmmaker trying to make their money back on a film. It hasn't quite turned the corner for everybody, for the independent filmmaker. You know, some people obviously make it through and really make a splash and get some big companies behind them. But for those independent filmmakers that don't, I feel like the technology is right on the cusp of being there where the independent filmmaker can actually get access to the distribution avenues digitally and have a little bit more direct access to their distribution and a little bit more control. And I'm really hoping that that's the case for QWERTY, so that, you know, in the end, when it's all said and done, we can say, hey, yes, it took 2 years of our life. It was really, really hard. We made our money back. Maybe we made a little bit of money. Maybe we can move forward with the next project and make it even better. And, you know, instead of it being a continual sort of downward spiral where not only do you put your time into the movie, but you put your money into the movie and then they're both gone at the end, you know. So, yes, the technology it's exciting, and I got big hopes for it.
Absolutely. I'm speaking with Bill Sebastian. He's the director of a really fabulous film that's coming to Nashville. It's making its way through the film festival circuit, and it's going to be here. It's called QWERTY. It's coming up in just a week or so. There's so many wonderful films to enjoy when the film festival comes to town. I hope everybody takes advantage of it. And one of the things, Bill, is you're talking about technology and sort of distribution channels and how that's changing. I know what I've been hearing here in Nashville is that it seems there's a lot more respect for independent filmmakers than there used to be. There's because of the distribution channels, because things are changing, because you've got people, you know, putting stuff up on YouTube and creating their own channels and all that, that really, I think a lot of people are sitting up and taking notice of things and projects that they might not have even 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's certainly true. I think the independent filmmakers that ended up getting attention a decade ago, were the ones that were able to cut through the crowd and then ended up getting big studios behind them. And they right. basically weren't independent filmmakers anymore.
Right.
They were independent filmmakers for maybe one or two movies.
Yes.
And suddenly everything else was backed by a studio and
yes.
people, you know, thought of them as the independent filmmakers because that's where they started. But the people who remained independent because they didn't have any choice because that's just what they had to do if they wanted to get their movies done didn't end up getting a lot of the attention. And now there's a way for those filmmakers to be seen. So yeah, I think they're getting a little bit more attention.
Yeah. Well, and you guys have come up with some enormously creative ways to build awareness around your film. You've had, oh my God, you had like, and raise money to help get it done. You've had, you know, YouTube videos, interviews, serials about it. I mean, it's really been quite amazing to follow a lot of that stuff. I know that, I don't know if everybody's kind of doing it that way, or do you think you've been on the cutting edge of trying to figure that process out as well?
Well, it's been going on for a few years, these sites, Indiegogo and Kickstarter, and everyone I know now is doing them. If they're doing an independent film, they're raising at least some portion of their money on those sites, and it's just become pretty mainstream. And what it really does is it legitimizes your request. It shows that you put forth the effort to go through the avenues of making your site look legit, and
right.
and you've got this company behind you, and it's not just you asking your friends and neighbors to you know, PayPal you $100.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of have to you go through the avenues, and then all of a sudden you're legitimized by these sites out there, Indiegogo and Kickstarter. We used Indiegogo, and it worked really well for us to find our finishing funds.
Yeah.
I think maybe public opinion is changing about those things too, the crowdfunding
yeah.
concept,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, our film was in post-production for more than a year and a half, and mm-hmm. when we were in pre-production for the actual filming of the film, we tried Kickstarter. I think we were all a little bit distracted actually trying to pre-produce the film, and these crowdfunding concepts, they take a lot of effort. You really have to work them in order to make them work, and we were too busy prepping for the movie, so that was part of why it didn't really work for us then. But I think also in that year and a half, it became a lot more commonplace, and people were used to seeing it and going, "Oh yeah, this is legit. These people, they want to do something artistic, and they've got some gumption, so I'll support them."
Yeah,
and the second time around, it worked for us.
Well, yeah, and the production values were pretty good on those. I mean, you know, that's the thing. You get an opportunity to show people what you can do, so that they're investing in something that is a known quantity. They can see clips. They can see interviews.
Yeah.
They can sort of get an insight into what it is rather than just asking for some intangible money. And then, of course, you guys offered giveaways, which I thought was so cute and so clever. You know, if you donate this much, you can get a whatever. And so there's a lot of fun. It kind of makes it really interactive, and people, even though the stuff isn't really what it's all about, it just is kind of a fun thing to be doing. So hopefully you won't have to go through that on your next film, and you'll get some backing behind you right up front. But it's a really, you know, that's what it is when you go into business these days. You have to get really creative, whether it's a film or opening a store or, you know, starting up any sort of a tech company, any kind of startup business. And that's what you guys really are doing, is starting your own business. And that's sort of the life lessons from it, I guess. And it's marvelous. I've been speaking with Bill Sebastian. He's the director of a film coming to Nashville for the film festival. It's called QWERTY. Go see it. It's going to be at the Regal Green Hills. Check out their schedule online, because they're hosting a lot of the films for the film festival. And, of course, it's in Kansas City now. What are some of the other festivals that you guys are entered in?
We're playing, well, as we speak now, we've just finished playing at Kansas City Film Festival, and we're on our way to the Dallas International Film Festival. Following that is Nashville. And then the next month, we've got the Big Island Film Festival in Hawaii.
Oh,
and
bummer.
Seattle True, yeah, it really is. And the Seattle True Independent Film Festival.
Oh, marvelous.
So, yeah.
And you're doing all this. I have to say, you are traveling around with a newborn infant. So kudos to that. make sure you medicate everybody on the plane around you in case the baby cries. But anyway, yeah, no, it's a big undertaking, you know, traveling around to sell your film and raise up your newborn infant, who's adorable and mommy Dana, who's my sweet cousin. And I'm just thrilled that you guys are going to be in Nashville and, wish you all a lot of luck. And for anybody listening, Cordy is coming to town along with some other fabulous film selections. So check out, the offerings of the Nashville Film Festival. And Bill, if people want to get more information on you, the film, any of the process, do you have a website they can go to?
Yeah, we certainly do. It's CordyTheMovie.com.
Ah. How
and
easy.
You can find our links to Facebook and Twitter and all those other things, anywhere else you want to go from there.
That's great.
CordyTheMovie.com.
That's great. And there's trailers
before
and
before we go, I want to make sure and mention that we have a Nashville native as one
yes,
of the other stars
yes.
of our film. We've mentioned, of course, Dana, my wife, who plays Zoe. Marty, her male counterpart in the film, is played by Eric Haley, who hails from Nashville.
Yay! So, anybody out there who's an Eric Haley fan, any of his friends and relatives who might be listening, it's a shout out for Eric and the film itself. It's going to be great. Go see it. Go online to Cordy the Movie and you can download some trailers and really see what it's all about. And good luck to you guys. I'm so excited to watch the progress in the career. I think it's marvelous.
Thanks a lot.